Chapter 1. The Illusion of Job Security and Financial Stability. In this chapter, the author challenges the conventional work-life structure that involves working tirelessly for minimal pay, holding on to the illusion of job security, and anticipating a yearly vacation and pension after decades of hard work. The narrative encourages readers to question the appeal of this traditional lifestyle, setting the stage for a different, more financially savvy approach. Let's say Sarah, a hard-working professional, realizes that despite her long hours at work, she is living paycheck to paycheck. The chapter prompts her to question the traditional narrative of job security and explore alternative financial approaches. Chapter 2. Rich versus Poor Money Habits. This chapter delves into the divergent financial habits of the rich and poor. It introduces the idea that rich individuals invest in assets, while those less affluent often mistake liabilities for assets. The concept that one's house may not necessarily be an investment is emphasized, underlining the critical importance of understanding the distinction between assets and liabilities for financial success. Imagine John, a middle-class individual, learns that his belief in home ownership as his greatest investment might not be the path to wealth. The chapter guides him to understand the difference between assets and liabilities, encouraging a shift in his financial mindset. Chapter 3. The Power of Corporations. Focusing on the financial advantages that corporations offer, this chapter explores how the wealthy strategically use them to pay fewer taxes. It sheds light on how taxes, designed to create a more equal society, sometimes end up impacting the middle class more than the wealthy. The chapter also discusses how corporations provide protection against personal lawsuits, offering insights into safeguarding one's wealth. Consider Emily, a small business owner, discovers the advantages of structuring her business as a corporation. This not only helps her reduce tax liabilities, but also shields her personal assets from potential lawsuits, providing newfound financial security. Chapter 4. Shifting Focus from Income to Assets. The fourth chapter advocates for a shift in mindset from a primary focus on income to building assets. It explores how the rich prioritize their asset column, concentrating on acquiring income-generating resources. The narrative underscores the idea that taking responsibility for investment decisions and concentrating on building assets are crucial components of long-term financial success. Let's say Mark, a recent graduate, contemplates his career choices. The chapter influences him to focus not only on earning a high income, but also on building a portfolio of income-generating assets for long-term financial stability. Chapter 5. Diversification and Risk Management. Diving into the world of investment strategies, this chapter challenges the conventional wisdom of diversification, especially for those with limited funds. It discusses the importance of managing risks effectively and highlights how wealthy individuals often concentrate their investments, prioritizing quality over quantity. The narrative suggests that substantial yields relative to one's income should be the focus before considering diversification. Imagine Lisa, an aspiring investor with limited funds, learns the potential drawbacks of diversifying too early. The chapter guides her to concentrate on a few quality investments initially, understanding that managing risks effectively is crucial. Chapter 6. Importance of Financial Education. Money is portrayed as a form of power, and this chapter stresses the significance of financial education. It explores how the lack of financial intelligence can lead to the mismanagement of wealth, citing examples of high-earning individuals facing financial struggles. The chapter outlines the four pillars of financial literacy: accounting, investing, understanding markets, and legal aspects, and underscores their importance in making informed financial decisions. Consider Alex, inspired by successful entrepreneurs, realizes the importance of financial education. He starts learning about accounting, investing, market dynamics, and legal aspects, equipping himself with the knowledge needed for informed financial decisions. Chapter 7. Continuous Learning and Listening. Continuing the theme of education, this chapter emphasizes the value of continuous learning through seminars, books, and other resources. The author shares personal experiences of investing thousands of dollars in education throughout life and highlights the unmatched returns from such investments. The chapter encourages readers to overcome arrogance, embrace learning, and emphasizes the significance of listening as a key skill in financial education. Let's say Michael, a seasoned professional, acknowledges the need for continuous learning. The chapter motivates him to invest in seminars and books, helping him stay updated with evolving financial strategies and fostering a humble attitude towards learning. Chapter 8. Summing it up, the final chapter consolidates the key takeaways from the book. It reiterates the foundational importance of buying assets for generating passive income, underscores the value of corporations for wealth protection and reduced taxes, emphasizes the need for taking responsibility in investment decisions, and advocates for strategic, focused investing over broad diversification. The chapter serves as a concluding guide, summarizing the principles for building wealth and financial success.